Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Folks, welcome to the world-famous Mix Lounge. Make some noise for Avril Lavigne! Welcome back to Boston.
Thank you.
So good to see you. So good to be here with you. Last time we saw you, Fred and I, you were performing at the Orpheum in Boston. It was October of 2019. And it was the last show before COVID.
Yeah, it really was. The last show.
And it was an amazing show.
Thank you.
And then for 2 years, everything shut down.
Yeah.
So thank you for tying us over.
So, I remember that show. Boston is such a phenomenal like music crowd. The show was amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say that because
so
you,
fun.
On stage, you killed it. And Fred and I, being radio guys, usually we'll go for a couple of songs. We stayed for the entire show, man. It was just awesome.
Well, that's good.
You killed it.
That's
you
a delivered. Good sign.
Yeah, it's a great sign. But let me ask you about that. You've been doing this for 20 years now. Is there a difference? How has it changed?
I feel like I've grown as a performer. And like this tour that I'm doing now with my new album, Love Sucks. Like I just did a Bite Me tour in Canada. And right now I'm on the mainstream sellout tour with MGK. And I just feel like really grateful. I think that's like the main feeling. And just to be able to sing like my old songs and to still get the response that they get. And right. And along with the new songs,
mm-hmm.
like
mm.
my single Bite Me, like everyone's like, hey.
Yeah, they know. I'm singing right along.
Like,
yeah.
And it feels so good to like still be making new music and having people just excited about it today.
But you're still making
and
good music.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you appreciate it more than you did back then, do you think?
I've always appreciated it,
yeah.
But it's like different. It's like really touching. It's really moving to be still here 20 years later and doing arena tours. It's amazing.
Speaking of that, 20 years ago, I got a picture here. I want to play a little game here. I'm going to show you the picture. I'm interviewing you. You can take a look at that. There's two of them there.
Wow.
Guess the year.
Oh, that's 2002.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's good.
Just like that. Yeah.
I just look at what clothing I was wearing.
Is that it? Yeah. 2002.
Wow.
That was at Mix Fest.
20 years ago.
I got a funny story about Mix Fest. Backstage at this show, Def Leppard was headlining, and when they came out, Pink was there, you were there, all the artists came out from backstage to watch Def Leppard. And I was kind of standing between you and Pink, and I look over at Pink, and she's smoking a butt. And drinking a beer,
yeah.
And I look over at you, and you got Doritos and a Pepsi. And I'm like, wow, look at the contrast there. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
I could use some Doritos right
now. So let me ask you about that. What advice, you know, 20 years ago, back in 2002, you were at Mix Fest, what advice would Avril of today give Avril of 2002?
I think I would just say, because it's like so crazy and everything's moving fast, just really take it in. And try to be in the moment. And that's something I've always tried to do because it just gets so crazy. And I've always been really appreciative. Like, I came from a small town in Canada, and like, it's so wild that my dream came true that I made it.
Right.
So, yeah, I would just be like, take it all in. It's nuts.
One of the things I noticed in the picture is that you were tattoo-less then, and now you got a bunch of them. Do you keep count?
We're doing a lot of then and now. Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely are, yeah.
Yeah, I got, you know, like the cupcake is from Japan. Like, I've traveled the world. I've got some. My first tattoo was this one that was 18. It's the Skater Boy star.
Oh, yeah, very cool. So a couple of weeks back, you were at the Boston Calling. Danielle was there. Loved the show?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been a fan from the start. I think your album, Let Go, was one of my first albums I've ever had, CD-wise.
Hey, how does that make you feel when somebody says that? That's
awesome.
Your first CDs you ever bought.
And I actually also bought a skateboard. Never learned how to skate, but anyways, it was obviously inspired by you. Boston Calling was awesome because you saw all the age demographics different, but everyone was screaming every song.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible because, like you were just saying, from 20 years, you have the same fans, but also new ones singing all those songs.
Seven albums. And like, so like when I made my first album and did the first tour, I remember thinking like, I only have like three singles. Like,
mm-hmm.
I can't wait until my entire set list
catalog.
Is all
you got a
singles.
Catalog of stuff,
and
yeah.
And so I go on stage now and it's all just like my like hits and singles from over the years with the new ones.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful. It's so cool. It's so, like, I just keep saying this whole tour has been really magical. So the that festival was amazing.
Oh, so fun.
And yeah, the shows have just been incredible. The energy is so high. I have everyone singing on all the songs with me. Like, I really don't want to.
That's
sing.
Awesome.
I can just hold the microphone out.
And I wanted to mention that about the when we saw you at the Orpheum. It just looks like you're having so much fun up there on stage. Just having the time of your life. After all these years, you're just doing it and killing it, and that's great. I wanted to mention, too, the Spotify single you dropped yesterday. Was it yesterday? The Adele cover of Hello? Awesome job.
Thank you.
What was the inspiration behind that? Just like, I'm going to grab an Adele tune?
Spotify just wanted me to do a cover, so I was like, I love Hello by Adele, and just, she's amazing, and so I just went in and sang it real quick. I probably could have done it better.
No, it was great. It was great.
But it was in between, like, touring and stuff. But I love that song. It's my favorite Adele song.
Yeah.
Is that a song that you wish you had written? Are there songs out there that you hear and you go, I wish I had written that song?
If there's a song that I wish I wrote, it's Bitch by Meredith Brooks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you ever cover it?
I should.
You should. Yeah, you definitely should. All right, let's talk about the new album real quick. Love Sucks, 7th Studio, Travis Barker, working with him on that. And how's that ride been?
Amazing. Travis and I worked together on the Best Damn Thing album. He played on a couple songs, and then like we wrote songs, and he produced songs on this album, and he signed me to his label, DTA, and we've done a bunch of performances together, and it's just been fun. It's great. Just like collaborating with other artists who've he understands me. He's been on the road. He's toured. Like, right. He's gone through it all. So like, he's really
exactly been there, done that. Yeah.
I could just pick up the phone, call him, and like, he's there for me and gets me as an artist.
Mm-hmm. Avril, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Continued success. Mm-hmm. Love the new album, mm-hmm. and just love everything about you. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.